Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Today we explore one of the most delightful treasures of the Italian bel canto repertoire, Donizetti's engaging romantic comedy, L'Elisir d'Amore, The Elixir of Love. Premiered in Milan in 1832, the opera almost immediately found residence in the hearts of audiences worldwide. In Italy alone, it proved to be the single most performed opera for the first 20 years of its existence, a period of time in which operas by Donizetti accounted for nearly one-third of all operatic productions in that country. With an expressive palette that comes to life on a canvas of sheer melodic invention, Donizetti knows exactly how to use even the simplest means to speak directly to the heart. That was the unmistakable voice of the late Luciano Pavarotti, who sang this role 49 times at the Metropolitan Opera, more than any other tenor. We heard him in Quanto è bella, quanto è cara. Nemorino, a simple, undereducated villager who, like most of his neighbors, can't read or write, is awestruck by Adina, a woman as intelligent as she is beautiful. As she reads the story of Tristan and Isolde to a crowd of villagers, Nemorino can only dream from a distance. How beautiful and dear she is. The more I see her, the more she delights me. But I'm just a stupid idiot. Is there anyone who could teach me how to make myself beloved? Soon Nemorino's prospects with Adina grow even more remote, with the entrance of Belcore, an absurdly pompous army sergeant who preens and struts his stuff with absolute self-confidence. He apparently believes that any woman who sees him is bound to fall in love with him. He hones in on Adina and says, "As charming Paris gave the apple to Helen, so, my darling rustic girl, I offer you this flower."
Felice io sono.
Soon we are introduced to one of the most colorful characters in all of opera, Dr. Dulcamara, a traveling salesman who claims to be famous throughout the entire world and in other places. Well, this can't help but impress the villagers, so they are naively open-minded when he pitches to them his miraculous elixir, a concoction that can cure the apoplectic, the asthmatic, the asphyxiated, the hysterical, and the diabetic. He can even cure baldness, wrinkles, and crying babies. I don't know about you, but I could sure use some of this stuff.
Ehi, muovi i paralitici, spedisce gli apopletici, gli asmatici, gli asfittici, gli sterici e gli diabetici. Guarisciti in panitivi, e scrofole rachitivi, e fino al mal di fegato che in moda diventò. Mirabile per i cimici, mirabile per il fegato, guarisci i paralitici, spedisce gli apopletici, comprate il mio specifico, poi ve lo vedo zelle, quei giovani galanti per pochi o ve lo do. Avanti, avanti, vedove, avanti, avanti, bamboli, comprate il mio specifico, per pochi o ve lo do, sì, per pochi o ve lo do, sì, per pochi o ve lo do, sì, per pochi o ve lo do.
This is the Weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. Nemorino shyly approaches the doctor and asks if he might perchance have something that will help him with his present dilemma. The doctor assures him that his elixir will make any woman fall madly in love with him starting the next day. That, of course, will give Dulcamara ample time to get out of town before his fraud can be discovered. Nemorino hastily takes the elixir, which Dulcamara informs us is actually only Bordeaux wine. With an air of confident indifference, Nemorino decides to play it cool when he encounters Adina. Adina has always liked Nemorino and found his sincere expressions of affection endearing, but she's somewhat taken aback by his newfound nonchalance. Nemorino is a bit tipsy and in high spirits, anticipating what he's sure will be a change of her heart tomorrow. Just when things seem to be going Nemorino's way, Belcore shows up, and Adina, seemingly just to spite Nemorino, tells the blustery sergeant that she's agreed to marry him in 6 days' time. Nemorino is unfazed because he knows that tomorrow she'll be in love with him. But suddenly, late word comes that the marching orders have been changed, and Belcore must lead his troops away tomorrow morning. Adina agrees to marry him that very evening. Nemorino is thunderstruck and sorrowfully begs Adina to wait at least one more day. Adina, believe me, you can't get married yet. Only one day. Please wait. Just one short day.
Adina, credimi, te ne scongiuro, non puoi sposarlo. Te ne assicuro, aspetta ancora un giorno solo, un breve.
Out of hope, out of elixir, and out of money, Nemorino makes the radical decision to enlist in Belcore's regiment to earn enough money to buy another supply of elixir. Suddenly, a group of village girls encounters him in the way and start to dote upon him and flirt with him excessively. This is something he's never experienced in his life, so clearly this must be the effects of the elixir. What he doesn't know is that word has already come to the village, and these girls are the first to find out the news, that Nemorino's rich uncle has died and left all of his fortune to his hapless nephew. Adina sees Nemorino with the girls and is filled with real jealousy. Nemorino notices the tear in her eyes and sings one of the most beloved tenor arias of all time, Una furtiva lagrima. One furtive tear that started in her eye. What more searching do I need? She loves me. I can see it. Well, you'll have to tune in tomorrow afternoon to see whether or not Nemorino gets his girl. But if any singer would have a chance, I'd say it would be Matthew Polanzani, the elegant and stylish American tenor who will be headlining tomorrow's broadcast from the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. South African soprano Preti Yende will sing the role of Adina. Davide Luciano sings Belcore, and Ildebrando D'Arcangelo sings the larger-than-life Dr. Dulcamara. Our conductor is Domingo Ndoyan. Make sure to tune in for all the fun tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And please join me next week at this time as we attempt to come to terms with the vast and enigmatic beauty of Wagner's Parsifal. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.